facts.
Okay. True facts stated.
Yeah. These facts are the good facts.
These are the right facts.
Yes. I like that space that those guys have.
Yeah, it's good.
That's a cool apartment turned into an office.
Like, it's just professional enough to be impressive and just scrappy enough to be, like, right for what those guys
do. Yeah, you're only going to go like, yeah, fucking, this is an environment where you can get some shit done.
And also really not get some shit done. Right. They're all just fucking around.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Kind of reminded me of an office my dad used to work in, like, way back in the 80s when I was a little kid. He was working at some, like, what was the equivalent of a tech startup back then, and it was just a fucking house.
Was he a cocaine dealer? Was that what the equivalent of a tech startup was?
There were too many computers around for, I think, them to be spending money on cocaine.
Okay, alright.
I don't know. Maybe he had that secret life.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck my dad does. Mostly just drinks wine now and runs.
Like, at the same, like, drinks the wine that immediately
not
runs?
Not necessarily in that order. Okay.
Yes, Cocaine and Computers, LLC.
CoCom.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a song called Cocaine Computer.
I believe that.
So it's by Trans Am, maybe? Yep. I was right. That's me. Over here. Being right.
True facts.
Yep. Again.
Also, because we did that show, now we get to go home early, so that's cool.
Yeah. Sit in the proper traffic.
The realest of traffic. I don't know if people who work in San Francisco actually get off work at 5 anymore.
I don't even know. Iron Soul said had an IT director in the early 2000s who was coked out of his mind all the time.
Yeah, but he wasn't dealing, he was just doing. There's no way he could do his IT right.
Yeah. It's true, that Cocaine Computer song is kind of dope.
Who does that song?
Trans Am.
Oh, okay. Trans Am's alright. No idea. I didn't even look at the lineup. I just saw it on the marquee, and I was just like, I should go to that. That's a cross-section of my interests, professional wrestling and that venue.
Yeah.
One of these years I'll make it out to Hood Slam again. Just not this year. And assuming they haven't been shut down by that point.
Right, yeah. They are running the 23rd as well. I guess they ran the 20th and the 23rd.
The Phoenix Championship Wrestling Day?
Yes.
Weird. Maybe the 20th one was just the rehearsal show.
I think it was a tag team tournament on the 20th.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe this is, maybe I just read the dates wrong, I don't know.
All I know is they are doing a thing on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stop by.
This just says 2 hours of live professional wrestling.
Perfect. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
No more, no less. They go 1 minute over, I'm out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Say Josh Drake was not John Drake, Josh Drake.
Yeah.
I was booking that at one point.
Sure, I believe that.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait, no.
What the
is
what?
Is the Velveteen still together?
I don't think they're officially broken up.
All right. So they posted, this was posted in 2015, I guess, but they posted a picture of the marquee that just says, Friday, Phoenix Pro Wrestling, Saturday, the Velveteen.
Yeah, sounds
like,
right.
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, I don't think they're performing together right now, but I don't think they're, like, officially done either. It's sort of the same deal with the New Trust. Like, they just do stuff when they feel like it.
Yeah. Flying Lion Marcus Lewis will challenge J.R. Kratos for his newly won PPW championship.
Oh, so that's what happened to Marcus Lewis. Is Sylvester Laforte going to be there?
I've heard of J.R. Kratos. But I think I heard of him because, like, he was doing the stuff in Hayward or whatever the damn
right.
He was doing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how popular that dude actually is. I've just heard the name a few times.
Yeah. July 15th, Parasitic Ejaculation is playing.
Yeah, was he right up?
Pretty good that J.R. Kratos bills himself as the God of War. Because, of course. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Yep. Yeah, when the next one comes out, he'll grow a bigger beard and he'll bring his son along.
Okay.
Also, he's a Viking now. I don't know.
I was kind of like, who else is wrestling on this show? But this Facebook page is not.
I kind of get the feeling that event is less about who is there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Or just,
yeah,
hey, come see some fucking wrestling for cheap.
Yeah. There we go. Got the Kings of Luxury versus the dynamic duo of Will Roberts and Daniel Torch.
Okay.
Shotzi Blackheart versus Thunder Rosa. Frost versus Joe DeSoul.
It's the most fucking five-star wrestling ass roster I've ever heard of.
Boyce LeGrand with Lucien D. Light. Versus Steven Tresario. The Honor Society, Sir Samurai and Scoot. Versus Jacob and Journey Fatu.
God, there are more Fatu brothers.
Yeah.
There's even more Fatu children out there.
I wonder if this is a real one or if it's just someone going like, I'm just going to name...
They're just part of the brand.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in that family, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's what they got on the poster.
All right. Yeah, sounds like a show. I'll go see that.
Oh, yeah, did you see that Mauro Ranallo is back?
He's
going to do NXT.
Okay.
Starting this week.
So basically a show where he doesn't have to be around JBL.
Yeah, maybe. Though, of course, he said that had nothing to do with
it. No, of course not. Well, good that he feels up to doing it.
Yeah.
That's probably a good fit for him.
That makes me maybe want to watch NXT a little more than I did before, I guess.
If I still had my network subscription, I totally would.
Oh, did you actually cancel it?
I did.
Nice. I've come close.
Yeah, around the time Linda McMahon took a job in the administration, I was really thinking about it. And then after WrestleMania, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Cut the cord.
That's not... You already cut the cord. I mean,
well, I cut the cord again.
Oh, you double cut.
I cut a different cord.
You double cut the cord. Double cutter.
And since then, I have watched maybe an hour and a half total of SmackDown, and that has been it.
It's clean living. I like it.
Yeah.
I have been... sometimes wrestling is on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm near a computer, and I put it on, and I watch it. I don't watch... It's on.
Right.
I look over at it, and the other monitor go, oh!
You are aware that it is in the room with you.
Right. I allow wrestling into the room with me, which is maybe my first mistake.
Yeah.
I invite it in, and like a vampire, it does not like to leave.
Without sucking a great deal of blood out of you.
Yeah.
Or money. Whichever.
Yeah, same thing.
Took the $9.99 I was spending on that and got a Spotify subscription, and I've been a lot happier with that.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, then you can just listen to the Roman Reigns theme.
Yeah.
Like, unfettered.
Which is really all I want. I'm really only there for the theme music.
Yeah. And you still have a New Japan subscription?
I do still have that.
How is there? They made it seem like they were going to get better at having an English version of that service and all that search stuff. And
it's not perfect, but I've generally found it pretty easy to find what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, generally I'm looking for those big events, like right after they've gone up as on demand. And they usually have that stuff pretty prominently displayed.
Yeah.
The few times I have gone digging for older stuff, I've mostly been able to find it within a few minutes.
Hmm. Do they do any kind of, like, additional programming, like, just behind-the-scenes or interviewee type stuff?
You will sometimes see, like, press conference footage, which they treat pretty seriously.
Right.
And some stuff here and there. I want to say that being the Elite show... I don't know if that airs on New Japan World. That might just be on YouTube.
Right, yeah.
I think they just kind of let their people do more stuff around the edges.
Right.
Versus, yeah, like, trying to manufacture an entire network out of it. I haven't dug too deep into it.
Hardy's wife posted screen grabs or grabs of a Jeff Jarrett DUI arrest today.
Oh.
As part of a tirade.
No, it's all part of just the Global Force launch. Like, it's gonna happen. Yeah. You know, yeah. This is just setting up the storyline for that.
Yeah.
Fucking whatever. He's like, he's booking TNA or something now, isn't he? Or is that her?
Yeah, the belt for that Global Force thing, I think is in TNA.
It's sort of, again, their never open weight thing, or...
Yeah, or something, and so it's like, the complaint I see from, like, wrestling sites or whatever is people going, like, yeah, they like, brought in fucking Jarrett, and now they spend more time promoting a brand that they don't actually own. Good call, yeah. Whoever bought TNA.
So many good decisions out of that company, yeah, over the last decade. I just realized I have absolutely no idea who's even in TNA.
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, he's still there? All right.
I'm just guessing. Lashley.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Oh, didn't Alberto Del Rio go there?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't ever figure out if he was full-time or not, though, or if he was just doing some shows.
Maria just debuted on SmackDown.
Saw that.
With
Mike Bennett.
Yeah. Only they...
They changed his name, right?
They changed his name to her last name.
Which, hey... It's the fucking 2017, man.
Right.
Whatever you want to do.
And they just... It seems like they just come out and talk about how they are in love with each other. And that's been it so far.
Yeah, I mean, so they had really had a good thing going on the indies or whatever. Like, people liked them together. But, I don't know, like, it kind of just seems like they're doing the Miz and Maryse, but with, like, without the Hollywood angle.
Yeah. But, I it seemed like that they were setting up something for Maryse to go away.
Oh.
So maybe she's getting off the road or something. Like, it seems like they're setting up for fucking Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel to be his new entourage.
But they gotta do something.
Yeah. So maybe it goes that way.
I hope they keep trying to find things for Curtis Axel to do forever.
Yep. Same here. I hope that the end reveal on this Maria thing is that the two of them just end up both finding out that they are both Brother Love's children. And that they are illegally married.
All right.
That's
an interesting angle.
That's how I would write that
it's
story.
Very, very Russo-like kind
yeah,
of move.
Yeah, that's how I would do it.
All right.
Marino says Curtis Axel is the worst. He's not happy about it, but it's true.
I mean, look, he's the worst, but he's the worst you can kind of get behind. Like, you want to root for the guy. You don't want him to be in the dregs the way he is.
I don't dislike Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pulling for him.
Yeah.
I wish that the world had more for Curtis Axel, or that Curtis Axel had more for the world. I don't know which, but... I mean, they did just start calling him Axeman at one point. which I'm all for.
Just get him and Bo Dallas to fucking...
To get him and Bo Dallas to fuck?
Like, no, they just get them to reboot Demolition.
Oh, okay, all right.
Axe and Trash.
All right, yeah. And then they fight the Ascension, who apparently still exists.
Yep. They're around.
They wrestled on a...
They were on
a pay-per-view, right? Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I saw the reactions.
Wait, is that true? This Taladel here is saying that Scott Steiner is currently on the TNA roster. Which, like, wait,
nothing would
hang
surprise
on.
Me anymore. So
really?
Sure.
Because if you want me to watch TNA,
Big
once,
Bad Booty Daddy.
Once, and only
yeah.
once,
that would be
tell
the way
me
to
that
do
there's
it.
A Scott Steiner promo to watch, and I will watch exactly that YouTube video. I'm waiting for TNA to roll out, like, the continuing adventures of the Broken Universe, much the same way that there was a fake Racer and fake Diesel. Like, as part of a, hey, we need to have some leverage in a lawsuit, we need to show that we intend to continue with this thing that we definitely say we own.
Are the Steiners not in the WWE Hall of Fame?
They are not.
Okay.
Scott Steiner seems to have a habit of being fucking Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
So there's no way that they can...
I mean, at some point that will stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's,
and they'll just be
know.
Like, all right, fine, we'll do this. But that feels like one of the few glaring omissions left that they have. Rick is working as a real estate agent, I believe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But the dog-faced gremlin put you into a 4-bedroom house in the Atlanta metro area.
Real estate broker, semi-retired professional wrestler. That's what this Wikipedia page says.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Scott Steiner also owns a Shoney's now.
Right. Yes.
Apparently, Shoney's do exist in some, in forms other than burnt out and empty.
Well, you know, give Scott time to get the Shoney's where it needs to be. This story from last year says... Oh, this is a commercial that did, okay. All right. Something. Watch this 30-minute grand opening video from Scott Steiner's new Shoney's restaurant. 30 fucking minutes.
To show you every single fucking item on the menu.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, Hall and Nash is there. Like, Buff Bagwell is there.
Of course Buff Bagwell's there.
Jeff Jarrett there. Apparently in this video, Scott Steiner is billed as lover of Shoney's.
Lover of Shoney's. I don't know that's not true.
I bet it's absolutely true.
I don't know what kind of fucked up shit Scott Steiner's into these days.
I wish Scott Steiner would open a Shoney's out here.
You know, like all wrestlers, they're sort of confined to the
Mid-South region. Yeah. I'm not even 100% positive what a Shoney's is, but I bet I would like to eat there.
It's like all those other restaurants.
Sure.
It's like a sub Applebee's. One of those.
I'm in.
Oh, I see they put a Target where that Best Buy used to be.
Yep. Looking forward to that Target going out of business.
Yeah.
It being a burned out building again. Alright. Clicking on the Our Menu button on this Shoney's website. Fresh Food Bar. Specials. All You Care to Eat family favorites. Mm-hmm. All You Care to Eat.
All You Want to Eat.
Not All You Can Eat.
Yes.
Tuesday, Steak Night. Wednesday, endless breakfast for dinner. Thursday, all you care to eat ribs night. Friday, endless seafood. Man, why would you go on Friday for endless seafood when on Saturday it's endless seafood and steak?
I mean, some people are pescatarian, you know? Like, all right, that's just the way they go.
Sunday, all you care to eat southern style favorites.
Yourself a nice chicken fried steak. That's probably when you go.
Mm-hmm. They've got signature items like the All-Star Breakfast. Two freshly cracked eggs over easy with crispy bacon, breakfast potatoes, and a buttermilk biscuit. They have pancakes. Add your choice of side. Breakfast potatoes, southern style grits, bacon, or sausage. What? What? Okay, no, this is not... Okay, I was really, like, freaked out there for a sec, because it just says here, Slim Jim Omelet. I was like, you gonna cut up a fucking Slim Jim and put it in a fucking omelet? Because that's dark.
No, it's just open, it's just locked up so tight, you need a Slim Jim to open it.
The description doesn't say that it's got Slim Jims in it, but it does have a registered symbol next to Slim Jim. It just says, a Shoney's signature in an omelet loaded with grilled smokehouse ham, tomatoes, and melted Swiss cheese. Like, I feel like if it was going to have Slim Jims in it, the description would say, this has Slim Jims in it.
Doesn't sound like it does. Unless that is the Shoney's favorite. It's just, no, that's the one you pick, is Slim Jims.
Maybe, I don't know. Slim Jim. Spinach and artichoke dip with Dixie Tater chips.
That's not a real thing. You just made that
That's
up.
That's a registered trademark. They made it up.
Yeah, they just made that up.
our famous onion rings.
And that people are aware they have onion rings, sure, okay.
They have both kinds of salad, garden and Caesar.
My God.
Here's the side dish menu. French fries. Macaroni and cheese. Hand-breaded onion rings. Dixie tater chips. Mashed potatoes. Baked potato. Rice pilaf. Fresh steamed vegetables. Bowl of fruit. Coleslaw. Green beans. And the ones, this is a new menu item, brown rice with sweet red and yellow bell peppers.
Alright. Someone just told them about brown rice, and they're fucking stoked.
Hey, we just heard this brown rice, man. It's fucking crazy. Entrees include the high-range ribeye, country fried steak, half o pound. That's hyphenated. Half hyphen the letter O hyphen pound. Registered. Fresh hand-pattied, grain-fed, 100% ground beef patty topped with grilled sweet onions and mushrooms. Cooked to order, either pink or no pink.
Couldn't you just say
medium? Gonna
like just medium or not?
Some pink, as it turns out. Pile O shrimp. That one not hyphenated. And O has an apostrophe after it.
Come on, guys. Keep your branding consistent.
And that one is trademarked.
God.
Grilled white fish. Wild-caught Pacific salmon with sweet heat glaze. You want to see my sweet heat glaze?
Absolutely not.
I got some. I can get it for you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Italian feast. Open-faced chicken pot pie. That's a signature item. Wait, is the half o pound not a hamburger? Oh no, that's just a beef patty topped. That's not a burger. That's just a fucking, that's a burger on a plate. Here you go.
Oh, you mean how I ate hamburgers when I was six?
Yes. On burgers, they have All-American Burger, Shoney's Double Decker. Shoney's Double Decker. An incredible burger backed by popular demand. It's got four slices of bacon and four slices of American cheese on it.
That's too many slices of cheese on a burger. I'm sorry.
Backed by popular demand!
I just don't think that's right.
Barbecue bacon cheeseburger, mushroom Swiss burger. I like that they have four fucking hamburgers.
Yeah.
Like these places that are like, we got 12 hamburgers. This one's got fucking onion rings on it. Fuck you. In the sandwiches section, signature, patty melt. Other signature, Shoney's fish sandwich. Other signature, Slim Jim. So they must just have an item called the Slim Jim, and then they do it in omelet form.
Right.
But I don't think this is actually involves...
Nobody's snapping into those.
It's grilled smokehouse ham served on a toasted hoagie with melted Swiss cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, and our signature Shoney's sauce.
So it's just like mayonnaise that's been left out a little too long?
Probably, yeah. Bottomless beverages. They got freshly brewed iced tea. They got hot tea. They got flavored iced tea, which is seasonal. Lemonade. Strawberry lemonade. Or Shoney's fresh roast coffee. Shoney's brand coffee.
Own Shoney's as a conglomerate,
like Scott Steiner LLC.
No, like who? What is the what of the four like food companies that own everything?
Let me get through the rest of this menu, and then we will look into that. They've got hand-dipped milkshakes, including hot fudge cake, strawberry pie, or vanilla bean. Like, do you want a chocolate shake? Fuck you.
No.
We've got a hot fudge cake.
Yeah.
Shake. A strawberry pie shake. and vanilla.
I'm just imagining, like, an actual piece of pie just, like, shoved into a fucking milkshake.
Yeah, have you ever had, even, like, Portillo's and have their cake shake or something?
No, I haven't had that.
Okay, all right. It's literally fucking, they throw a fucking piece of cake in there and fucking grind it up.
Well, see, I'm imagining a non-ground up one. Like, they just get chocolate shake and they just shove a fucking piece of cake in there.
Also, hand-dipped, which I assume means it's got, like, a dip cone layer of chocolate. I don't know what
the hell that means.
They have Coca-Cola products, including Pib Extra, Mellow Yellow.
Cocaine Moon says Shoney's is a private company, which is legit kind of surprising. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I would have totally thought they were
They have orange juice and apple juice.
Or just some family of companies.
Dessert, they have something called Christie's Apple Crisp, which is apple crisp with walnuts on it. That's not a signature item, despite being named something as fanciful as Christie's Apple Crisp. But you know what is a signature item? Strawberry pie. That's all. No fancy name. It's not fucking Shoney's strawberry pie. It's not the Slim Jim strawberry pie. Iron Skillet cookie. Shoney's world famous hot fudge cake. People around the world are talking about this fucking cake. Alex, you gotta try this cake.
You go to fucking Bangladesh, you say, hey, who's got that cake? They're like, oh, Shoney's.
Shoney's got that cake. It's vanilla ice cream between freshly baked layers of Shoney's famous chocolate cake, covered in hot fudge sauce, whipped topping, and a cherry.
All right.
Gonna enter my zip code here and see where the nearest Shoney's is.
I think there's one in Santa Rosa.
No.
I think there is.
That's a Marie Callender's you're thinking of.
No, I think there's a Shoney's up there, too.
This website says definitely not.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because I've never seen a Shoney's.
I think there was. It used to be off the freeway. It's probably not there anymore.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was burned out. Like, it was, like, it had emptied out at some point.
Ah, the burned out Shoney's.
Yes.
I have set the range as high as it will go, 75 miles, and it is showing zero Shoney's.
All right.
No Shoney's. View our locations. Apparently there's just no option for view all locations, I guess. Our story.
Yes, tell me the story of Shoney's. Tell me your tale.
I'll go back to the beginning.
Okay. I don't want any mission statements. I want the history.
1947.
Okay.
A franchise is born. In 1947, the first Shoney's drive-in restaurant was opened in Charleston, West Virginia. 5 years later, the name was changed to Big Boy Restaurants.
Of course, it's from fucking Charleston. Of course.
Only to be renamed 3 years later to what is now known as Shoney's. 1977, a new era, Shoney-ized. Shoney-ized. 30 years after kicking off as a Big Boy franchise, Shoney's dropped the affiliation.
A Big Boy franchise.
Like Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just saying, oh, we're a Big Boy franchise. Yeah. We big.
Shoney's dropped the affiliation, swapping its iconic Big Boy mascot for our very own Shoney Bear. As Shoney's, the family-friendly restaurant expanded steadily, rolling out scores of new locations. Now, fresh direction. Under the direction of Shoney's chairman and CEO, David Davoodpour, we continue to pride ourselves on great food, great service, and great value. After 70 years in the game, we like to think we're pretty good at what we do. From a single drive-in in West Virginia to sit-down locations in 16 states, Shoney's has grown to become one of the nation's top casual dining destinations. I don't think you can call yourself one of the nation's top anything if you're in 16 states.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Maybe there's just a lot of them in those states.
Yeah, probably.
no, I'm not going to get married to the Shoney's. I wonder if, like, there's someone out there that is, like, a chain restaurant influencer that is, like, the leading Shoney's, you know, brand siren.
Who's the six-star Shoney's? David Davenport, CEO. Kamran Habib, President. Catherine Height, EVP. Steve Newroth, CFO. Steve Sanders, SVP of Franchise Ops. So on and so forth.
It's David Davenport on Twitter.
I don't know.
What's his at?
Eric Cleveland, chef. This dude is in charge. Like, he's got to fucking vet this stuff and go like, no, we don't need chocolate shakes anymore. We got this cake. We got this cake thing.
I just imagine him fucking sitting at a table with a milkshake and a piece of cake and just, like, really carefully eyeing both for, like, hours.
Here, give me... I'm going to take your audio here so we can listen to this Shoney's franchise legacy. Oh, I don't have a headphone jack on this phone.
Oh.
Never mind.
God damn it.
Yeah. I guess we don't get to do that.
Maybe you should get a real phone.
Eh. That is now the second time that has happened, and it's both been in totally frivolous situations, so...
This is why I don't want to upgrade to whatever the next one is, because, hey, I like
my
fucking headphone
jack. I'm just going to push play on this video and listen to it anyway.
Here, I'll turn this down. It's possible. A little bit of it, but...
Yeah. Come on, Shoney's. All right.
Okay. Show me what you got. Tell me what you got.
Eric Cleveland from Shoney's, Celebrity Chefs.
I developed my passion for cooking by hanging out in the kitchens with my mom and my grandmother, cooking those special meals, Sunday dinners and holidays. And I just developed a great passion serving food. Love to see people walk away with a smile when they eat something they really enjoy.
So I thought, what if I could mass produce that as cheaply as possible?
It is well known, and, you know, I grew up with Shoney's as I traveled across the United States with my parents and my grandparents, and we had to stop
only 16 states,
that breakfast, that iconic all-American breakfast, and it was just a part of the trip. So you didn't take a trip without stopping in the Shoney's and partaking some of that great food.
He's making this up. This is all made up.
As the years change, as trends change. So we play around with new flavor profiles. What items are on top of trend and the items that will continue to bring guests through our doors. We'll never forget where we come from. It's just that we're moving our food flavor profiles up just a little bit of notch, just to add a little bit more flavor and a little bit more twist to what we currently already have.
The correction, Shoney's is owned by the Royal Capital Corporation, which also owns Church's Chicken.
Okay.
How do we do that?
Well, it's still not like a fake company, necessarily.
Fresh, quality food all the time.
Church's Chicken's
all
right.
I welcome all of you to come into Shoney's and have this all-American iconic meal. Hope to see you soon.
It's worth noting that this video is on YouTube. So that's on Shoney's.com. That's on the Shoney's website. And it's embedded there, and then that goes to a channel called Beach TV, Panama City Beach, where this video is posted.
Mm-hmm.
And they have multiple other videos.
About Shoney's?
About Eric Cleveland, culinary director of culinary, Chef Eric Cleveland of Shoney's. This one's called Nightlife.
Tell me of the nightlife at Shoney's.
Hi, I'm Chef
There's Eric. That harmonica again.
Director of culinary for Shoney's.
It's like I'm living inside the opening credits to Roseanne.
Menu, we also have fresh drinks made in our bar here in Panama City Beach. We squeeze fresh orange juice. We have fresh lemons and limes to make that specialty drink for you. In Shoney's eyes, the perfect recipe for making a great cocktail is making sure that we always use fresh ingredients and making sure that we are pairing the right flavors together. So what we've done here at the bar is develop a strawberry lemonade. We're using strawberry syrup. We're also using fresh squeezed lemonade, garnishing it with a fresh lemon and strawberry.
Nobody's ever done it like that before.
After a long day on the beach or sitting at the pool around your hotel, come into Shawnee's and enjoy a spike strawberry lemonade.
Is he giving us a TED Talk? What's happening?
Items, he's just behind the bar just barking this out. This video has 46 views.
47 now.
This is from Twin Sports TV. It's an interview with...
I'm Chef Eric Cleveland, Director of Culinary for Shoney's. One of the things that we are known for at Shoney's is our iconic All-American Burger. If you follow me, I would love to show you how we make this great burger for our guests every day. So now we have our 6-ounce hamburger patty, fresh, never frozen, and we're going to season it with our signature Shoney's steak seasoning.
It's mostly salt.
Yeah, it's...
So now we go over to our meat grill, put the seasoned patty down on it, and what that does is give a great caramelization.
Well, that does
on
cook
the
it.
Meat
yeah.
Itself.
So you cook the hamburger. Got it. All right. Moving on.
I just added 2 slices of American cheese on top of that well-seasoned 100% chuck burger. We've been cooking burgers at Shoney's since 1947. That's one of the staples of the company. That's one of the favorite items that our customers love to see. That's one of the reasons why I love to being a chef at Shoney's and staying true to who we are, because we cook great burgers every day, all the time. So here it is, Shoney's icon, All-American Burger. I challenge you to come out and try it, as well as
I challenge you to come out and try
to this
it.
Hamburger!
Fucking come at me! Catch me at the fucking Shoney's. Shoney's on Fox and Friends.
All right.
Here we go. Franchise with Shoney's today.
I'd love to.
Shoney's is a true American icon, built on more than 60 years of authentic hospitality, fresh Southern food, and great value. Nowhere else can you get our fresh, handmade burgers, legendary sandwiches, signature entrees.
Pray tell, hast thou heard the legend of the Shoney's sandwiches?
They all started at Shoney's. The only thing
sit with me,
than
traveler.
Our strawberry pie are the memories we've helped to create for generations of hard-working
the
American
stones
families.
And entrails foretold the forming of Shoney's.
This place looks a lot bigger than I thought it would
ago,
be.
We began to rebuild Shoney's from the inside out.
The inside was rotten.
Ingredients. We hired new talent. We've built brand new restaurants that capture the richness of our past.
Like this one from Scott Steiner, Big Booty Daddy himself.
Today, yeah, you should go to Shoney's.
He's better than ever.
You got a 20% chance of not getting sick. It's 12% chance of getting
delicious food,
sex in the bathroom. This has a 32% chance of you not exploding this restaurant by the end of the night.
It's a 100% chance I will give you a Stein screwdriver if you do not pay your check.
Our service is better. I will promise you, we're the best value on the street.
All I've done, will focus on ingredients to make them better, to make them what they used to be, fresh, never frozen.
I really love how Shoney's is doing something very unique here.
He's a Shoney's on-the-go team member.
Simplicity,
innovation.
So a minimum wage worker. Got it. Okay.
He's on the go. Meaning he's hopefully not going to work here much longer.
Yeah. Just waiting to finish college. Community college.
You're coming into a company that has a strong commitment from the CEO, David Davenport, and I was very impressed.
Mark Thomas, Shoney's franchisee.
That they have.
Our brand is very, very driven and has a lot of passion.
This guy's doing the fucking hand finger talking, and he's a franchisee of a Shoney's.
Serving alcohol, beer, chilies,
I know that voice.
The world on and on and on. And then they got family dinings right here, and they do not serve alcohol and spirit, what have you. Shoney's position is right here.
In the middle, no one will want our food.
That has a fantastic looking bar, very, very cozy. But it's bottom of it, you go in it, it looks like Shoney's. It's like Shoney's has never been anything from that guy. We believe
Okay, that sounded like Scott Steiner at one point.
No, but it's the CEO, it's the chairman and CEO of Shoney's, David Davenport. Shoney's has 230 subscribers on YouTube.
That's what this is all about. That's why we call Shoney's better than ever.
Shoney's is growing, and we're developing new markets right now.
It says future development in California on their map that they showed. They put flags on all 50 states. And the ones that had Shoney's were one color, and the ones that didn't were like, oh, future development.
Yeah, no, they have a 50-state strategy.
Good on them, I guess. Oh, this is... Shoney's put up a video of the fucking Scott Steiner Shoney's opening.
The return of Shoney's to Acworth, Georgia has generated incredible community excitement. Former WCW heavyweight champion of the world, Big Papa Pump, Scott Rex Steiner, and his wife are the latest franchisees to join this iconic American brand. The grand opening celebration of their completely new restaurant.
That was Scott Steiner wearing a fucking shirt and tie.
Local dignitaries like the mayor of Acworth and the chief of police.
Local dignitaries!
David Davenport about the resurgence of Shoney's.
I'm grateful for to see the line here, and I'm thankful for every guest that is coming to our restaurant and our franchisee partners' restaurant to see all of this. It's absolutely incredible. Dug deep into our foundation of the brand, what has to happen. And here's the result. It's paid off what we have done. We were determined to make it right. Shoney is back in the game. Everyone, no matter what part of country you go, no matter for that matter, you even go overseas, people know Shoney's. It's an iconic American name.
People in California barely know Shoney's.
Yeah.
And they only know it as a fucking joke.
And as you notice, you're in the restaurant, as you can see, this is our franchising partner, Mr. Scott Rexner and his wife. They're fantastic. That's what we want to see.
Best smoothies in town.
That's right. That,
yeah, that's the one line Steiner gets. Best smoothies in town.
They
hear it.
Harvesting and buying is good food. I'm here. If I can make the best food in Acworth, I'll do it.
Kind of guy.
I don't know. I think he's kind of an all nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then for that, he believes in both. And then also, he sees what an enterprise could be. And then, of course, part of our initiative, but you put in place simplicity, innovation, you can see.
Still has the striped dye in the goatee.
It's like a real businessman.
Yeah.
True champion of giving back to our community. He lives a mile from here.
That's,
and
yep, there's Hall and Nash shaking hands.
As you can see, that's a testimonial of what the brand is all about.
Could be.
Shoney's is one of the few brands that not only serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They do have a whole new menu.
They do.
They get that wonderful dessert because you know you're going
to have the hot lunch. They've done what our consumer wants us to do. I just wanted to see that. The bar. And this Shoney's got a bar. From the beer to wine, whatever beverage
you want. To whatever. Whatever you want. What do you want? We got a bar.
And have a good time.
You want a guy selling blow sitting by the bar? We got that. This is Scott Steiner Shoney's.
You want to be part of the crowd. You want to be part of the community. It's been for a couple hours.
You want to get busy in the bathroom? We can make that happen.
Yeah. The CEO of Shoney's seems really into the idea of Shoney's having a fucking bar. More than anything else. Like,
yeah, we got a bar.
America loved the
bar. I'm in the drink.
It has nothing to do with me.
The community can come to Shoney's. Just like they would come to an Applebee's, which also has a bar that only the most desperate, desperate people drink at.
Gotta watch college football somewhere. Can't be at home.
Right.
The old battle axe of the wife.
She don't understand college sports the way I need it understood. My friends at Shoney's do, though.
Roll Tide!
The Belmore Restaurant. To join us, Belmore Shoney's. You're not gonna regret it.
For more information, please contact Shoney's or visit shoneys.com/franchise.
Oh, forward slash. Thanks for specifying.
Well.
Well.
All right. I feel educated.
Scott Steiner's Freak Show Workout.
Did you get that at Shoney's also?
Nah, it's just on. It's just on YouTube, you know.
Right.
Hulk Hogan shoots on his real heat with Scott Steiner. Never seen a Shoney's, never seen a Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House is a unique brand of terrible that I kind of love, but is a mess. Mm. It's no Roscoe's.
I don't know that I've, like, the couple times I've eaten it at Roscoe's, like, it's good, but I don't feel like it's worth freaking out about.
I just think they do the chicken and waffle thing well.
Yeah.
And I enjoy going there.
Yes. Yeah. In 1975, the restaurant chain founded Shoney's Inn, a motel chain.
Right. Okay. Howard Johnson kind of thing, or what?
After the motels were sold off in 91, Shoney's continued to collect royalties on the name. Between 02 and 06, the last remaining Shoney's Inns were rebranded as Guest House.
Alright. I have never seen one of those.
Apparently, Shoney's is mentioned in an episode of Rick and Morty.
Sure. I believe that. Obscure Americana tends to find its way into that show. Also, they're in Georgia. The Adult Swim is in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, sure. Shoney's became a public company in 1971.
It's by Shoney stock.
Ooh, they also opened... Man, I would like to know what any of these are. At various times, the corporate portfolio also included a lodging chain, four casual dining concepts, Fifth Quarter, The Sailmaker, Barb Wires, and Pargos.
Those are barely words.
Those are casual dining concepts.
All right.
Barb Wires, apostrophe S, all one
I-L. Based on the movie Barb Wire?
I, there are four quarters. I assume that's a sports bar concept.
Yeah. That's
and not right. I don't know what a Pargo's would be. And also something called Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken.
Yeah, that's an island that Shoney's owns in the Caribbean where people have to go and murder each other.
Oh, okay.
To get that famous recipe chicken.
Yeah, I would do it.
People in the chat seem to like Lee's.
Lee's chicken is legit? All right, okay. I've never heard of Lee's. Let's click on Lee's here. It's a casual dining franchise founded in 1966. There are 142 Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken locations in 13 states. International locations in Canada and Jordan.
That's...
Oh, man. Lee Cummings, the nephew of Colonel Harlan Sanders. Literally a fucking chicken place opened by fucking
a relative
Colonel Sanders' nephew.
All right. You think the family's got beef over that?
I would hope so. In 1969, Shoney's created a fast food seafood concept called Mr. D's.
Tell me of Mr. D.
Named after Ray Danner, co-founder of Shoney's Inc. The name was later changed to Captain D's.
Maybe they should have done that from the get-go.
Yeah.
That's kind of incredible. It's a rich, textured history here.
Yeah. Captain D's is a subpar Long John Silver's, it says in the chat.
Which, that's amazing, because Long John Silver's is pretty subpar.
Yeah, Long John Silver's...
That's a good place to get food poisoning if you want that.
Remember when Petaluma had a Long John Silver's?
Yeah, I know, I got food poisoning there.
Okay, yep. When they closed down, I stole signs from their drive-thru.
Good.
And I still have them. And then it became the Taco Bell.
And then the old Taco Bell became the Buffalo Wings place.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of traded up all our...
I liked Long John Silver's Hush Puppies.
Yeah, those were all right.
I would get chicken planks, which was just the chicken strips. But since they're pirates, it's chicken planks. And the Hush Puppies, on account of I'm not that into fish.
Potatoes, though. That's all right.
Kept going, probably wouldn't be much of a problem.
Or as much of one, anyway.
Yeah. Now I want to eat at a Shoney's.
You think that?
No, I'm not, you know, I have no, like, expect, you know, I would not expect it to be great food. Alright, I loaded up waffles.com and was greeted by a picture of Richard fucking Petty, so...
So you know it's legit.
But the first link is Waffle House Test Kitchen. Think about that.
We tried out some different waffles.
Welcome to the Waffle House Test Kitchen, where customer favorites like the peanut butter waffle and our premium line of salads were born. As our regulars know, we don't like to fix what isn't broken. It's really, that's the smoothest way you could have phrased that. But we are continually working to make sure we keep up with ever-changing customer tastes. Customer capitalized. The C is capitalized. Please click on the links below to learn more about the menu items we're currently testing and give us your feedback. While in test mode, items can only be found in certain areas and restaurants. So if you walk into a Waffle House and happen to stumble on a new item, who knows, with your help, one of the items may make the menu. Current test kitchen items. Blueberry biscuits.
Okay.
Want to add a little sweet to your savory? Try our new blueberry flavored biscuits on your favorite sandwich. Also substitute as a side bread option along with our famous All-Star Special or with a T-bone steak dinner. Texas biscuits. Many say that bigger is better.
I would never say that.
Where else to test a bigger biscuit other than Texas? This new biscuit is 4 inches wide and is served with a full order of meat for sandwiches, but can also be served as a side bread option. That's it. That's what they have.
That's the off season, you know. They don't have their full test staff going.
But then down here it says other food items, like links to other pages on the site, and it just says Burt's Chili. Do you want to try Burt's Chili?
Who's Burt?
Yes, there really is a Burt. As a matter of fact, Burt has been with the Waffle House, Inc. for more than 30 years. He created his famous chili recipe in the early 1980s while he was working in Dallas, Texas. He tested several combinations before coming up with the perfect bowl of chili. 20 years later, Burt's Chili is still made to his exacting standards. Each pot of chili is prepared using only the finest ingredients, including chili beans, USDA Choice Hamburger, Jimmy Dean Sausage, tomato, onions, and a special blend of seasonings.
It's mostly salt.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the legend himself. While he is now retired from restaurant operations, he can often be found behind the counter at a Waffle House restaurant.
Hovering behind the staff, whipping them when they fail to meet his specifications.
If you see Bert, ask him to fix you a bowl of his famous recipe chili.
But don't look him in the eye.
Now here's a picture.
Or you'll end up dead.
Here's a picture of Bert here, and he's just staring into the camera.
Ah, Bert!
It says, I have murdered before.
Yeah.
And they were all tougher than you, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, that is definitely a dude with a fucking bloody hacksaw in his basement. That truck fell over.
Oh, that truck is not... That's not where trucks go.
No, that's where the trains go.
Mmm.
And the bodies. Huh. Sorry. Stop something.
Cool.
Also, the brakes on this car are very severe.
Yeah. That felt like hitting something. It was so severe.
I just love the idea of Bert haunting the franchise. They can't get rid of him.
He retired from restaurant operations, but you might still find him behind the counter. So he's just like slipping into Waffle House locations and going, motherfucker, I'm Bert.
Yeah. Oh God, Bert's back. Fuck, all right.
Like imagine being the Waffle House that's like a block away from where Bert lives. Swings in and just like people, what's good here? And he just goes, hey, I hear the chili's pretty good. My name's Bert of Bert's Chili.
Every time Bert shows up, they have to spend an extra hour cleaning the bathroom after he leaves.
Yeah. They sell a t-shirt on Shop Waffle House that is a rainbow with a pot of gold at the end of it. And it says, the luck of the waffle.
That's not a thing. Like, is it an Irish waffle? Does it have, like, potatoes in it?
No, there's no picture of a waffle on here. It just...
No, that's fucked up. No, you
it's
can't
just
do that.
A rainbow and then a pot of gold.
No, that's not allowed. You can't do that.
And it just says on it, the luck of the waffle, and then has the Waffle House logo.
No, fuck you. I don't approve.
They also sell women's sized tank tops that say scattered, smothered, and covered.
But only in women's sizes. Weird!
Oh, no, wait. Scattered, smothered, and covered Christmas tree long sleeve shirt.
Get fucked, Waffle House. Just get fucked.
They have another t-shirt here that has a picture of a Waffle House, and there's snow and a Christmas tree, and it says, Bacon Spirits Bright. Looks like they are not currently selling the luck of the waffle. They have all the Christmas stuff out now, you understand.
Yeah.
For the Christmas.
No, they only sell those between January and March. Like the Shamrock Shake. companies are bad. They're all bad.
Bacon spirits bright, like the meat.
No, I get it. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
Real tree sprayed Waffle House logo t-shirt.
What the fuck do those words mean? Real tree sprayed?
It looks like it's got a picture of a tree on it, and it says Team Waffle House.
What's the sprayed part? What did they spray?
It's the sprayed Waffle House design. Alright. The tree logo is like kind of like sprayy at the edges.
Oh, God. Ugh, God.
If they had... Look, I'm only one man. I can only do so much for the world.
Yeah.
If they had that Luck of the Waffle t-shirt in stock...
You would make a bad decision?
I would feel duty bound to buy...
No one's asking this of you. I just want to be clear about that. This is not a thing that anyone needs. You have served your country already.
I would go above and beyond. They sell camo t-shirts that have the Waffle House logo on them.
See, now that's fine. That I get.
Yeah.
Waffle House loves the troops. I get it. That is a clear-cut message. I get it.
Ooh, what's in the fitness section? Waffle House arm sleeve set. These are arm sleeves. These are compression sleeves that go from bicep to wrist. And they also say Waffle House on them.
Finally, for my Jeff Hardy branded Waffle House cosplay.
Uh-huh. They have a t-shirt that says Peace Love Waffles in like a wavy font.
Yeah, alright, that's stupid, but alright.
They have one that says Friends Don't Let Friends Eat Pancakes.
See, I don't like that. I don't like them throwing shade at other
people. Can you not get pancakes at Waffle House?
I don't know. That seems like a weird line to draw. Marshall says you can. You can totally get pancakes there, so that just feels even stupider.
Yeah.
Why would you marginalize an existing menu item? That just seems dumb.
Don't order this food, it's for assholes. But it's on our menu anyway.
I'm just imagining the waitress like scoffing at you.
We're just trying to weed out the assholes. They have a tie-dye shirt with the Waffle House logo on it. In case you're really cool.
The chef just rubs his balls on the fucking pancakes. You're like, ah, that's what you get.
Take this fuck face.
The cavalcade of decisions that lead to these things happening.
I would also get this Waffle House princess shirt, but it's only available in women's sizes.
Get it for your wife. Let it, you know, be a family of Waffle House.
Oh. Mm.
Let the wife really know you care.
Parents. Says Waffle House princess on it. Where are you going?
Wow, you sure printed up those divorce papers fast. That's just have those at the ready? Because that's so...
Yikes. None of these shirts are good enough. If they had the Luck of the Waffle one, I would get it. Because that's the fucking... one of the dumbest fucking things I've seen.
Yeah, it's just not even... It's just not even. Oh yeah, we should buy one for Danny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Coming up on like a year of no clip, right? I mean, his anniversary present.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, congratulations. Just get him that shirt every year to celebrate no clip.
I mean, now I have to, like, I feel like I have to, like, set a reminder for next St. Patrick's Day to see if they bring this shirt back.
The way Vinny is selling it, it sounds like it was some kind of insane train wreck, but I'm not really sure how that could have happened. I don't feel like I am necessarily the glue that holds that shit
together.
Maybe
you're the secret linchpin and you had no idea.
That would be really weird.
Searching around trying to find this t-shirt. It's just not.
It's a real shame.
Yeah. eBay not even coming through on this one. Patrick's Day is coming up. Like, all right, well, what are we... All right, well, this Irish... how do we... Just do like a green... We do like a green waffle on a shirt? Or like a shamrock... Shaped like four-leaf clover waffle on a shirt. What do you say? Oh, that sounds good. But I got a better idea. We'll put a fucking rainbow in pot of gold.
Uh-huh.
And then just fucking write Luck of the Waffle on it.
Jenkins, you've done it again, you magnificent bastard.
All right. I'll be in the can.
Oh, God, Bert's in here again.
Ah, Bert.
I'm making Bert's chili.
Battery on this iPad is almost dead.
Well, good thing we're almost home.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm going. Fuck you. Try and stop me.
Stuckies. There was Odyssey Star 2 re-released.
Really?
And fix any of the music. The fix that allows off to resume local save games.
But that seems important. Kind of weird that wasn't in there to begin with.
Any bugs.
Kind of a big one.
Producing sub... Now I'm curious to know if it's going to make it 2%.
I learned a lot on this drive. I feel like I'm a Ben now.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe in open. And that's something that shows. Not Waffle House.
Big style.
What's it called? No, I'm wood. I don't know.
He's
packs up. Let's guess.